Welcome back to the Press Box and another big Saturday on the road to the 150th Kentucky Derby. And my great friend, as always, the Hall of Famer, Dave Baker, leads us on to two huge races this Saturday.
Yes, sir. All right, Junior, great talking to you again. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. As you mentioned, two biggies. Let's go ahead and start off down south. The $1 million Curlin Florida Derby, Grade 1, presented by Hill and Dale Farms at Xalapa, and the 73rd running of that race, three-year-olds, mile and an eighth, 14 race card with 10 stakes races.
Absolutely, Buzz, and the Florida Derby has become the preeminent Derby prep. I mean, it's I think they were the first track, Gulfstream Park, to stretch out to the time between it and the Derby, and I think part of it is that, part of it is the fact the horses down there don't miss any time to training because the weather is normally pretty good. And thirdly, you know, there's a lot of really good trainers down there with really good horses. So the combination of all those things, I think, has led to the fact that the Florida Derby has kind of become the go-to race when you're looking and handicapping the Derby. I don't think this year is any different, Buzz. I think the talent depth of this particular version of the Florida Derby may come into question, but the top end has plenty of quality.
Absolutely, and let's start talking about some of those, Gene, and you talk about great horses, great trainers. We got both in this race.
Yeah, you know, the Curlin Florida Derby, which is named after one of the best sires in the game, has produced the winners of 59 Triple Crown races from 46 starters since 1952. So, you know, it's going to be renewed as the 14th race on the card. Hang around. Don't get too excited early, but it's going to be a really good race. The horse I really was looking forward to betting was going to be a favorite anyway, but was Todd Pletcher's Fierceness. Fierceness,
yeah.
A son of City of Light, won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Juvenile last year out at Santa Anita. He came back. He ran second in the Grade 3 Holy Bull on February the 3rd, but
right.
He really just wasn't, actually he ran third in that race, Buzzy, now that I look at my notes. He just wasn't, I don't think, fully wound up by Pletcher for that one. I think he was a really good prep race for him, but I don't think he was at full tilt, and he was headed and beaten by Joe Orsino's long shot that day, a horse by the name of Hades, which a lot of people have called me throughout the years.
Yes. Okay, so take us through that connection in this race then.
I think Fierceness is the horse to beat. But get this, Buzz. He's on the outside. And at this distance on this track, those horses have produced winners at this distance on this track minute number of times. I mean, he's going to have to be much the best to beat this field. Hades is really, I think people said, well, who the hell is Hades, so to speak.
There you go, and, so to speak.
But, you know, he ran a big race in the Holy Bull. He's coming back. They both skipped, him and Fierceness both skipped the Fountain of Youth. Now I've had some training after that race. I think Hades is going to be awfully tough, especially considering Fierceness post position. But the horse I really, really love, Buzz, is Shug McGahee's
Conquest
Warrior.
Yes.
You know, he's a...
Don't run him unless they're ready.
That's right. And, you know, go back and review this horse's first race, Buzz. He gets left at the gate at Aqueduct. I mean, when I mean left at the gate, I mean left at the gate. And he was behind the field of horses by, at some point, probably 30 lengths. And he got himself kind of going there, made a huge run around the turn going outside, and caught them all in one of the more impressive races I've seen in quite some time. And, you know, Buzzy, I think this horse is the horse to beat in the Florida Derby this afternoon down at Gulfstream Park. Conquest Warrior. Now, he's become kind of a little bit of the wise guy horse. And, you know, I don't like wise guy horses.
Right,
but in there, I think Hades and Fierceness will take some action. And I think if you can get a square price on Conquest Warrior, he's the man, I think, that has to be included, if not on top of your ticket, at least in your ticket this afternoon, Buzz Dan.
All right, so how do you play it, my friend?
I'm going to go Conquest Warrior, the winning place. I'm going to key him on top of the all button, get it, and then underneath the all button. But I'll probably play him a little bit more with Fierceness to run second to Conquest Warrior. But Conquest Warrior, I think, is the horse to beat.
Okay, and of course you can get Gene's picks for that at thepressboxlts.com. Now let's turn our attention west. And a horse that we've been watching for a while, grade one winners Muth and Timberlake, installed as the top two choices at the morning line for the $1.5 million grade one Arkansas Derby for three-year-olds at Oaklawn. Muth at 8-5, Timberlake 9-5, 2 of 10 entered in the mile and an eighth Arkansas Derby, the 12th race on a 13 race card, begins at 12:05 Central, and they expect the Arkansas Derby to go off at about 6:47.
Yeah, another great race. You know, considering the fact that Gulfstream drags the post time, the Florida Derby probably will go off at midnight. But being a little facetious, but not much.
Yes.
This looks like on paper a two-horse race. I'm not going with Muth. Shipping in from Santa Anita for a trainer who shall be named later by you probably.
Yes.
But I do think Timberlake at 9-5, if he drifts up at all and gets to 2-1, I think he's the horse. Trained by our good friend.
Yes.
Brad Cox. Can you make a guess? Can you just make a guess?
Brad Cox.
Brad Cox.
Yes.
And you know, quite honestly, Buzzman, how can I go against Timberlake and the Coxometer, especially on his birthday?
On his birthday, of course, our friend Elliot Walton involved with the horse as well.
Timberlake.
Right? Yes,
ridden Timberlake. By Flavian Pratt, carrying 124. How can you not go against? How can you not go with Timberlake on Brad Cox's birthday?
I think you and I are in lockstep on this. Is there somewhere where we could play a Florida-Arkansas Derby double?
You know, I've advocated for multi-race parlays.
Yes.
I think it'd be a wonderful bet for the bettors who have taken it on the chin a lot lately with the rise in takeout. I think it would be beautiful. And we didn't even prep for this, but you've hit on a point of mine. I think multi-race parlay on a daily basis where a man or a woman.
Yes.
And anyone of age.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
That's right. Can better race at Oaklawn, better race at Gulfstream, better race at Kingland coming up, for God's sakes, and parlay your initial bet, making it, say, let's say $25.
Yes.
And you parlay it, meaning if your first one wins, everything carries over to the second, everything carries over to the third. It's a great bet on sports betting for all other sports. Let's get off our butts here, Buzzy. Let's put
let's
it in
go.
Place for horse racing.
All right, there you go. So now that we've gotten that taken care of, how do you play things at the Arkansas Derby?
Again, I'm going with Timberlake as my single. I'm going to keen, and then I'm going to hit. I'm going to use the all button again, Buzzy. I'm going to go with Timberlake on top, using the all button underneath, and then putting Timberlake second with the all button over top. A horse that I think is interesting and one to watch in here, Buzzy, is a horse named Liberal Arts. Liberal Arts,
right.
Ridden by Tyler Gaffney. Oh, shipping in from Gulfstream, sharing 124. 15-1 in the morning line. Liberal Arts. You know, I was a Liberal Arts kind of guy.
Yeah, I bet you were. Very liberal. you were heavier on the liberal than you were on the arts.
You know me too well, my friend.
Yes,
you know
sir.
Me way too well. But anyway,
right.
There you go, Buzz. Let's have a big day, and let's get that parlay going and put
you.
It in the
let's
bag.
Go. The
all right. Who do you like today, Buzz, man?
You've
indicated.
You. I, like, I like Shug and I like Timberlake. I'm in lockstep with you today.
Wow. Man, yes. I'm carrying a lot of weight today.
Yes, you are. Heavier again. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping you and yours have a just a wonderfully blessed day. Have a happy, happy Easter. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I hope you find that golden egg on Sunday.
Yes.
The one, you know, the leprechaun has come and gone with St. Paddy's Day. Cinco de Mayo hasn't gotten here yet.
No, it has not.
Easter Sunday, I hope you find that golden egg underneath the Christmas tree.
Thank you, Mike. The Easter tree. Thanks, brother.
There you go.
Have a great weekend. Love you, pal.
You too, brother. Love you too, man. See you, bud.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.